This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on this Thursday. Joining us right now, since he's not in the studio, there'll be no noogie. He is Jeremy Kahn. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, man? How are you guys?
Doing well. Jeremy Kahn has a huge announcement. I'm not even going to tease it any further because it's your work and no one can do it justice like you. What you got going on?
Well, before I get to the big announcement, the other thing that I want to mention, because there's so many things going on and all of this you kind of involves Mo Gabba and kind of carrying on that legacy. I just finished filming this past weekend with NFL Network. They came to town on Thursday. We were at the station on Tuesday recording a bunch of stuff. They're doing a roughly 15-minute piece on Thanksgiving night about Mo that I'm hoping people will tune into. It's before the Ravens Steelers, so it's a perfect opportunity with people around their family, being at home, to kind of hear his story. I know most people here know it, but I thought it was cool. And just seeing how they're doing everything, this thing's going to be amazing, man. So I can't wait for Thanksgiving for this specifically, even more so than the game. But the big news is, and we've been working on this for a while, and there's even more stuff coming along with it, and one thing that I can't mention is that there will be a street named downtown called Mo Gabba Way. So my buddy Joe DeBlasi has helped me get this done, and we've gone through all the proper protocols. It's happening. I can't tell people where it's happening yet because of COVID and everything else, and we have some important people coming out that day as well. But I'm sure it'll be on the news on December 2nd. That'll be the day before the Cowboys game, but there will officially be a Mo Gabba Way, which I'm really excited about.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Now, how did you go about getting this? I know you said Joe helps you out, but what was the process in getting this done?
Well, I mean, you guys know this. Sometimes it's more about who you know than what
yep.
you know. And
yep.
I think that helped out quite a bit in getting this done. And it's funny because they were asking me about, you got to pay $150 processing fee and for them to create it. And the sign is it doesn't look like every street corner sign. It looks a lot different, which I think is really cool. And here's the funny thing about going through it, and I'm not upset, so I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but it's $150, so I mailed that in to get the process done, and then they're like, yeah, we're going to put this up on three street corners, so we're going to need you to send us another $300. I'm like, all right, it's fine. There'll be three street signs, and I can't wait to tell people where they're at because it'll be easy for them to go see it and be a part of it, take pictures, all that. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool, and the process was just going through the state, and with everything going on with the coronavirus – this thing could have been drug out and not even happened. But, again, because you know a few people, they were able to process this. And the funny thing is there are a lot of people, not only like us, but within the city, that know Mo's story. So they're all happy and excited about doing it.
That's incredible. And it means a lot because I know I've known people that streets were named after. And it's a great thing for their families. I mean, in my case, slain police officers. But like mm-hmm. Jamie Rousey has one in the region, and my best friend Jack Maple in New York. But it's just something to hold on to forever, and just it means a lot to the family members and friends and people they leave behind. So it's a huge honor.
Yeah, and Ed, the other thing is, so I believe Governor Hogan's going to come out. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, and we've got a handful of other people. There's going to be another pretty big announcement made that day as well, but and then some of the other things, like ESPN's coming to town tomorrow to interview Sonzi to do a piece on Mo. another thing, I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this. We have a bobblehead, a talking bobblehead that's being made of Mo, where the money's going to go to charity, of course, but I've already seen the prototype of it. I'll have to send over the four sounds that it can make, which will definitely have his laugh on it. One will be every day is a win, which was his phrase.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I'll pick out a couple other good ones that I think that would be just cool. You know, one of the coolest things to have. And you guys know how much he means to me, and I know how much he meant to Baltimore as well. But I don't know. I just can't imagine families that go through this process, and this happens on an everyday basis with people losing loved ones. And when it's a child, man, it's I say this all the time. I'm still not right from it, but I'm getting better, getting there. And it means a lot to me to try to carry on his legacy and make it whatever it can be. People were hoping for a statue. Look, that's something that I'm still not done trying to do things, but that's a lot of work, and there's a lot of money involved with that to get that done and then finding a place for it. But that's something I'd love to do, too, down the line.
Yeah, Mo has impacted so many, Jeremy. It seems like the feedback has been incredible. I mean, you're talking statues now.
Yeah. People were bringing up having a statue made. And again, like, I get the idea. Some people brought up Ring of Honor, this and that. Like, he got into the Orioles Hall of Fame. There's some other stuff we're talking with, you know, the NFL. He'll be in the NFL Hall of Fame with some of the things that he's done, announcing, you know, Ben Powers' draft pick off of a Braille card, the first person to ever do that. And, look, I think this is really cool. And the fact that I want to tell people so badly where it's going to be, but, again, we can't have people show up that day. Because you'll be able to walk, go through your day-to-day scenes and see it. It's going to be really, really cool.
Here with Jeremy Kahn from 105.7 The Fan. Huge announcement, a street named after Mo Gabba. I think it's unbelievable, Jeremy. Also, the work, and I know you're being, you know, a little modest here with the amount of work that you put in. And I know it's important to you as well. It was absolutely important to you. This has to be maybe also help you and provide a little closure as well.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about that because this is, you know, look, I had we've all lost somebody. I mean, I lost my grandmother, but then you can kind of look at it, and I was to tell you how close I was with her, and I was there in her final moments. You know, it's a difficult thing to go through, and what I watched and what I witnessed with what Sonzi was doing and how strong she was throughout the entire process. And don't get me wrong, you have your moments, but man, it just sits with you. Like to especially someone like I think Mo. I say this all the time, and I don't mean it to be cliche or anything. He's the most amazing person I've ever met. Someone that's been dealt one of the worst hands. That's so positive all the time, and he wasn't selfish. He didn't think about himself. He always thought about others. Now, I've said this before. Like when he found out what his diagnosis was, the first thing he said is, oh, man, so many people are going to be upset because, you know, he's got all these fans now, and I feel like he knows he's an inspiration to a lot of people. And then the second thing he thought about was his mom saying, hey, who's going to take care of my mom if something happens to me? And the last thing he said was about himself. Like, why isn't this medicine working for me? I don't understand. I've been taking it for years. So, yeah, I mean, it's gut-wrenching. It's heartbreaking. And to me, it's so important to try to carry on this legacy. And, again, the other cool thing that I didn't mention to you guys, so that Thanksgiving night, the NFL Network's going to tweet me once they start getting this ball rolling and you know, piecing everything together because they just recorded. And what we're going to do is we're going to have fans send videos on Twitter, wherever. We'll figure it out at that point in time. Twitter will probably be the easiest thing, and they can send them, and we're going to send them to the NFL Network, and they're going to pick about, I don't know, about 10 of those, and they'll use those on Thanksgiving night, so you have a chance to be a part of that piece. And all it is a, you know, it's a Thanksgiving thing. A thank you to Mo for what he meant to you. So I think it really cool, sweet, and I can't wait to see this that night. I think it's going to be a nice little capper to the day before the Ravens-Steelers game.
Jeremy Kahn, you are the man. Thank you very much. What day are they dedicating this street? Did you tell us?
So this will be on December 2nd. It'll be the day before the Cowboys game. So the Ravens have that weird Thanksgiving Thursday night, and then it's followed up the next week. They play on Thursday again against the Cowboys. So we're doing it the day before that. So I'm sure you'll be able to see, you know, there'll be the television crews will be out. I'm reaching out to them to give certain people the time and the place that we're doing it. And then I'm sure you'll see it all over the news that day. I do have a picture, so I'm gonna post it of what the sign's gonna look like on social media after I get
Please
off with
do.
You guys. But yeah, it's gonna be really cool.
Jeremy, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right.
Congratulations. Right. That's really a big
awesome.
Deal.
Well
that's
done.
That's awesome, man.
Big deal.
I mean, that's a man with a great heart. You know what I mean? Because he's really taken that family and that young man under his wing, and he's done a lot for him even now. So proud of you, Jared.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.